on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
Hags is here, and well, this is an odd title, Fremantle Road Rage.
Yeah, look, their road record is going to surface again this week, and I'm sure with Ross Lyon going public tonight and in the coming days ahead of their trip to Gold Coast for Sunday. Now, they lost to Gold Coast up on the Gold Coast in 2016. Fremantle's a much better team now than that, but Fremantle have only won 5 on the road out of their last 29 over the last 3 seasons. That's a 17% win ratio. They'll beat Gold Coast this Sunday. Mm. That's not my point. I think they'll have to address their away record.
Yes.
With all the hype and rage about whether they can press towards the top four, the rest of their away trips throughout the season, I think, are big red question marks.
Okay.
They're big red flags.
Did you say the top four?
Top eight. Did I say top four? Well, top eight. So, at best, to press towards the top eight, they'd have to address that with their road record in recent seasons.
But if you've got them winning this week, which you have, and I think we have as well, and then they've got St Kilda at home, we've got them winning that, so they go into the Derby 3-0.
And could win the Derby.
Exactly.
Don't discount the way West Coast have started, that they could win the Derby. Aaron Sanderlands is pressing closer to a training return. That's another positive factor for where Fremantle are at.
How far from playing, Hags?
Well, about 6 weeks, at least. Right. And we need to see him out on the track to get a bit of a guide.
So they're sort of planning without him now, aren't they?
No, I think they're planning to play him for a handful of games.
Okay.
You know, 8 or 10 games somewhere through the season. Perhaps not even that many. The 4-times All-Australian, couple of times first and best winner. 8 to 10 games I've got him gazetted for, because Darcy's performance on Sunday was exemplary, outstanding. Mm. And he played a big part in Fife and Mundy being so prolific from the centre circle especially. So he can, but as a 20-year-old, he can't carry that for 22 games across the season.
No,
Fremantle are desperate to get Sanderlands up. But I sense it's about 6 weeks. And I reckon they first towed him out more likely in a home game. And if you look at a celebratory game that Fremantle might have as a bit of a timeline, would be the Western Bulldogs. It's another winnable game, but a questionable game, because they're up and about and they'll challenge with pace the way Fremantle play. That's round 6. That's the Len Hall match. That's Anzac weekend. That's the end of April. So it's probably still a fraction early for Sanderlands to get enough loading.
Well, the other end of the scale might well be a farewell game, correct, at the back half of the season.
Oh, that's assuming that he only plays one game.
No, a farewell game at the end. You know,
clearly,
if he's only playing a few here and there, there'll be a big one to say, let's say goodbye to Aaron, I would have thought.
Which could well be round 22 against Essendon at Optus if he's up and running.
Or he could play finals.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, again, I'm going to maintain, you blokes are buoyant. Fremantle's history of falling away after exciting starts. I mean, 2 years ago in 2017, they won 6 of their first 9 and sat 5th after round 9. Won 2 more for the rest of the season. Last year, they were 4-4 after 8 and only won 4 more in their last 14 and only won 2 after their bye in their last 9, and 5 of those losses were 50 points plus. They have to prove to me that they've improved their fitness levels and that they can control their injury attrition across the season. Look, speaking about how coaches look at things, West Coast coach Adam Simpson has apparently parked, was his expression to players, Saturday night's surprise loss and poor performance to Brisbane. He told the players, unacceptable, but let's not make a big deal of this. Let's accept that we got and get ready. Let's move on, it seems. I watched that again yesterday. That was a disgusting performance from quarter time onwards. That was really hard to accept, the softness, the listlessness, the lack of urgency in West Coast, that you'd have to be concerned. Is there a bit of complacency, especially to lead by as much as they did at quarter time? Oh, we're up and running again, and Brisbane took it to them. And I would suggest that the poor performers would have to have a real good look at themselves to hold their place in the longer term. Chris Marston, 11 possessions. Lewis Jetta, 14 possessions. Tom Cole was smashed by Charlie Cameron. Liam Ryan was poor, particularly after quarter time. Jeremy McGovern beaten. Jack Darling beaten. Vardy, Hickey, Mark Hutchings. Am I talking youngsters there? Not on your life. They're all experienced footballers who were really poor. And Jack Darling, I reckon he'll emerge as a bit of an injury watch for this week. He copped a really heavy knock into the back of his right sort of hamstring here and back of his right knee, and he'll pull up very, very sore through the course of this. We'll have to see how he recovers from that. I want to throw out and watch it overnight, because there's a developing story relating to Steve Smith and Dave Warner.
Okay.
You know, there's talk about would they get contracts?
Yeah.
They're going to get Cricket Australia contracts when they're handed out during April.
Reduce money.
Somewhat, but they'll be judged on merit as to what they can offer and services to Australian cricket potential. We can talk a bit more about that tomorrow.
Haggers, thank you as always.